Adjusting our posture. It should be easier to slot into the most conducive posture for meditating. Straighten your spine. Relax your body. Bring your focus inwards. Just anchor your attention on the breath. As you do, you'll notice the internal environment of your mind. But even if there's all busyness and stuff happening, that's just like a weather system in vast, infinite space. And refresh your bodhicitta motivation, remembering our purpose, infused with this great confidence that we can actually accomplish our purpose because we have all the ingredients needed. We have a perfect human rebirth. We're holding the winning ticket. It's in our hands. We just have to recognize it. Recalling that we are doing this on behalf of all the living beings who are surrounding us, great multitudes, the vast majority who don't have any window of opportunity at all to be able to help themselves, just digging themselves deeper in. So, galvanized by our great wish to be able to help them in the most effective way. We actually go for refuge. So, becoming aware of Shakyamuni Buddha there in the space in front of you, radiant and golden. In front of him, your root guru, both of them smiling at you. You're so happy you're here. Surrounding them, the gurus of this life. Surrounding them, the Manjushri lineage, the Maitreya lineage, the Vajradhara lineage. The 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. And the Dharma, both the understandings and realizations and the texts are manifesting into the texts in front of them all. All of the refuge field are facing towards your guru and the Buddha. Like in a great sports stadium. They're all made of light. They're all discussing the Dharma, very much alive and enthused with the work for sentient beings, calling across space philosophical points from one to the other. Animated by the realizations of the Dharma. And surrounding the Sangha refuge are the eight great bodhisattvas. So Manjushri, representing wisdom, Avalokiteshvara, embodying compassion, Vajrapani, the power and ability of a Buddha, Maitreya, representing love, karma, and activity because of being the future Buddha, Siddhigarbha, embodying Buddha's merits, richness, and fertility of the land. Sarva Nirvana Vishkamban, representing practices purifying wrongdoing and obstructions. Akasagarbha, the Buddha's blessings, the ability to purify transgressions. And Samantabhadra, conduct and expertise in making offerings and prayers of aspiration. And then also all the solitary realizers with crown pinnacles like the Buddhas. Surrounding them, all the hearers with robes and begging bowls. Around them, all the Dakas and Dakinis. So the Dakas with their right leg bent, the compassionate activity of the Buddhas, and the Dakinis with their left leg bent, the wisdom activity of the Buddhas. All in the dancing posture. And then surrounding them, all the Dharma protectors. Dharma protectors protecting from the obstacles of the small scope, obstacles of the medium scope, and of the greater scope hindrances. Like the bouncers for the afflictions and disturbing emotions. Feel that we are amongst them all. We're right here at their feet. And below are all the guardians of the four directions, the elementals, the custodians of the land that we're seated on. And the entire refuge field is extremely pleased with you. Pleased that you're turning your mind towards the Lam Rim, towards working for sentient beings. So very much with a Mahayana refuge, Mahayana motivation. We'll recite the refuge and bodhicitta.
Sangye Chedan Soge Chonam Chanchu Badu I go for refuge until I am enlightened. to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
For immeasurables, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. The Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a mandala. Your mandala is joyously received. And so for the refuge accumulation, first we'll do the motivating meditation. This time the meditation of recollecting death and impermanence. So take a deep breath, allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position. And as you exhale, let go of any tension or distractions, creating a space for deep contemplation. And set your intention to reflect on impermanence of life and the certainty of death, using these insights to strengthen your commitment to refuge and to the altruistic welfare of others. So imagine a candle flame before you. Its light flickering gently. And this represents the precious human life you now possess. And just as this flame burns brightly, but inevitably burns out, our lives too are vibrant yet fleeting, reminding us of the certainty of death. The unpredictable flickering of the flame mirrors the uncertainty of when death will come, urging us to practice Dharma without delay. Like a candle that can be extinguished by the slightest breeze, our lives are fragile and can end at any moment. How might fully accepting the reality of death and impermanence change your approach to spiritual practice? By embracing impermanence, we naturally cultivate a sense of urgency and diligence in our practice of refuge. It's like recognizing that the candle's flame could go out at any time, inspiring us to make the most of its light while it burns. Can you recall a moment when you deeply felt the transient nature of life? So this experience offers a glimpse into the profound truth of impermanence that the Buddha taught. It's like suddenly noticing how quickly the candle wax melts and realizing that each moment of light is precious and unrepeatable. So, how can the practice of refuge serve as a beacon of hope in the face of life's impermanence? So, carrying this wisdom of impermanence and a sense of urgency with a steady inner flame guiding your path, we go for refuge to the Guru Buddha, really. Sincerely turning our heart in refuge with the entire refuge field there for our benefit. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings.
I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones, where I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, I go for refuge to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha.
So as we recite the refuge prayer, whichever one you're more comfortable with, as the light flows from Guru Buddha and the entire refuge field, feel all of your habitual denial and also the kind of fear that makes you freeze and become immobile. Feel that washed away in the clarity of this light and a real sense of recognition of the precious yet fragile nature of our life. And how, by recognizing this certainty of our own death, the inescapability, it'll come one day, naturally our mind turns to the Dharma, to refuge. Who can offer us refuge? And feel with utmost clarity that certainty of our own mortality. You feel that all of our distraction or outright denial about our own impermanence is purified into wisdom. And a realization that because of this, then we must have refuge. We must follow the Dharma, have a path. And also recognizing that because the time of our death is most uncertain, it's unknowable when that gust of wind will come along and blow out the can of flame, when our karmic conditions come to an end. As the light from the refuge field flows into you, you are blessed with the realization that we must follow a Dharma path. From now, from this moment on, not later on, but right now. There may not be a later on. Not everybody's going to make it to later on. So feel this, the blessings of the refuge field. With this sense of urgency, especially so we can help sentient beings right now. And also recognizing that of the many paths we can follow, if we want to be liberated from suffering and liberate others, that's the path that we should choose. All the other paths just meander around. And that while we are involved in all of the affairs of this life and forget about what comes next, it's very easy to fall off the path. So recognizing that our main practice, the only thing that can really help us, is the Dharma, is refuge, a valid refuge. So we can think that all of our distractions are being cut by the whippersnipper of refuge. And as our Dharma path becomes more and more clear, really feel as the light flows into you and absorbs into you, you absorb the realization that the refuge in the three rare sublime ones is your ultimate refuge, is your first refuge, your main refuge. And feel how this turning your mind in this direction settles into your whole being in the form of light. Your whole being becomes radiant with this refuge experience. Lama la kyapsu chiyo, sangye la kyapsu chiyo, chola kyapsu chiyo, genjun la kyapsu chiyo. Lama la kyapsu chiyo, sangye la kyapsu chiyo, chola kyapsu chiyo, genjun la kyapsu chiyo. Feel that our mind stream is blessed that whenever we get the fear of death and impermanence, that where we run, where we automatically turn, is to the three rare sublime ones. And they're right there, already helping us. And feel this being sealed or consecrated into your system. and feel that all your life force and merits are increasing. Feel completely under the protection of the three jewels of refuge. And then gradually for the absorption of the refuge field. So from the most outer extremities, the refuge field begins to dissolve into light, and this light absorbing inwards gradually. All the lineage gurus absorb one into the next, and then into your guru. All the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, dissolving into your guru's heart. And then your guru absorbing into the heart of the Buddha, keeping his form very radiant. And Shakyamuni Buddha growing smaller and brighter, gradually coming across space, turning the same way as you, just above the crown of your head. Dissolving into light, and this light melting down through your crown, coming to rest at your heart. Your ordinary sense of self completely dissolving. You become one with the Guru. No distinction or separation between your mind and the mind of the Guru Buddha. You're one. Then through the power of emptiness and dependent arising, from this transcendental wisdom and bliss, and through the impetus of your own bodhicitta, you arise into a form to be able to continue helping sentient beings. So keeping the continuum of this morning's meditations, then we recite the dedication prayers together.
Gone gondo belwa shu tani tawa rinpo she ma ke panam ke gyechi ke wa nyam pa me pa ya gone gondo belwa shu rimni to pa rinpo she ma ke panam ke gyechi ke wa nyam pa me pa ya Tone kontu bawa shu.
Chiten kam dia pende malu pa gan le chue sam pa yi jin no ge ka drin su me ten zin ya so so wa de so tu je lon chu lu shu wen Yon so zo pe tuk ten ripoi che she dan tru pe zin chin pel wang o nam ya mi zin so pe ku cha chen so me che tsun len lama so wa a day che tsun lame ku tse rap ten chin nam ka trin le cho chui gya pa dam Long san tem pe tro me sa son gi tro we mon sel ta tu ne gyo chi.